Hey everybody, it's Friday, October 11th. We made it! Although, again, this week I had my doubts at a couple of points. Here's what's cooking. Actually, today and this weekend I'll be heading down to She Podcasts in Atlanta, Georgia. Really excited about it. Although I've attended Podcast Movement in the past virtually, this is actually my first live podcasting conference, so I'm pretty pumped about that, solely focused on podcasting. So looking forward to it. Been a lot of like buzz in the app. My phone has been going off for the last week with notices in the Whova app that they're using for the conference. So excited to attend a conference where I'm not the one organizing it. That's the best kind. Number two, Thursday, I officially put out my checking the box with the universe, making good on a promise that I made back in August. I am running a podcasting 101 workshop series before the end of the year, so I can help all my friends who really want to start their own podcast get it done just in time for the new decade. So head on over to my website. I'll have the link there. It's, of course, in yesterday's podcast. Show notes, too. It's all over the internet. It's there. You can find it. It's live, though. Only doing it in Indy. Starts at the end of November. Goes through mid-December. You can attend one, two, or all three workshops. It's completely up to you. And I know the ticket reg is working because people are buying it. So thank you very much. So, number three, I've been working fast and furiously on our ASCP 2019 annual meeting slides. They are coming in for our annual meeting November 7th through 10th in Grapevine, Texas. So we've got about 50 educational sessions that we are working on right now. I am fully immersed in PowerPoint and polling software. If you haven't gotten your ticket for that yet, you might want to do that. The registration for the hotel has been extended, but it's, I think, closing again here very shortly, so you don't want to miss out on that one. We're actually doing really well on registration this year. I think it's going to be a doorbuster. We got some awesome sessions, a lot around deprescribing, antibiotic stewardship. Of course, we're launching our live part of our workshop for the BESPIC, the Business and Entrepreneurship and Senior Care Pharmacist Certificate. Part two is rolling out. I know part one pre-work is working because people are completing that. So that's awesome. It's working. Part of the pre-work includes the Consultant Pharmacist Handbook. So there's a learning activity around that. You get a copy of the handbook. People seem to be getting that okay. So we're good to go there. And lots of other things going on at our 50th anniversary annual meeting. It will be a hybrid party / edutainment extravaganza. That's all I got to say about that. So, what else? The non-traditional healthcare professional elective is sailing onward. Had a great couple of guest discussions this last week. Looking forward to the following week. And already, last but not least, planning ahead to 2020, I'm going to be going out to fabulous Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. End of January, I'll be at the Pennsylvania Pharmacists Association mid-year winter meeting. Going to be talking about non-traditional career development in pharmacy, believe it or not. So I am kind of in the process now of mentally thinking through how I can take an entire semester's worth of curriculum and jam it into a 90-minute workshop. So it'll be focused and targeted for both pharmacy students as well as practitioners out in practice for several decades, like myself. So come one, come all, if you are curious about how to level up on your career or making a new move, pivot, or just radical change, you'll probably want to come out to that. I think it'll be a good meeting. So that's pretty much it over here in this corner of the universe. Kind of excited this weekend that my brain can kind of downshift from pharmacy stuff and shift upward into podcasting this weekend. Really excited to connect with other women, I think from around the world, actually, that are into podcasting. I gotta be honest, most of the podcasts that I listen to are not ran by women. They're ran by guys. So I think we need some gender equity up in there too. It's another reason why I am providing the Podcasting 101 workshop here in Indy before the end of the year, because I know a lot of my friends happen to be women who want to get their podcast up and cranking. And I think we got to do that. Ladies, we got to step it up, because podcasting is another way to demonstrate your opinions, your ideas, and make the world a better place. So there you go. On that happy ending, everyone have a great weekend. I'm sure I'll be back next week. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.